Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 4th of June, 2011. Anniversary of the first awarding of the Pulitzer Prizes in 1917 at Columbia University in New York City. 1919, on this day, Congress approved the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote. 1973, on this day, George Wetzel registered a patent for the automated teller machine, the ATM. He was the one who developed the ATM card as we know it today, plastic card, magnetic strip, and embedded PIN code. And it's the anniversary of the June 4th incident, otherwise known as Tiananmen Square in Beijing, 1989. Chinese students and intellectuals had begun calling for economic and political reform at a time of great economic growth in China. The general secretary of the Communist Party, Hu Yaobang, had been in favor of a more democratic China, but he was forced out of office in 1987, died in April 1989. And on the day of his funeral, 100,000 students gathered in Tiananmen Square to demand reform. Also in other cities across China, by May, about 1 million people were demonstrating. The government warned the crowds to disperse. Martial law declared in mid-May. Crowds of protesters blocked all the avenues to the square. The army was unable to get through. So the government massed tanks and heavily armed troops overnight on June the 3rd. And the next morning, June the 4th, they rolled into Tiananmen Square. Most of the protesters fled. The official death toll was 241, 7,000 wounded. Other estimates place the number much higher. Here's a poem for today by May Sarton. Now I become myself. Now I become myself. It's taken time, many years and places. I have been dissolved and shaken, worn other people's faces, run madly as if time were there, terribly old, crying a warning, hurry, you'll be dead before what? Before you reach the morning, or the end of the poem is clear, or love safe in the walled city. Now, to stand still, to be here, feel my own weight and density, the black shadow on the paper is my hand, the shadow of a word as thought shapes the shaper, falls heavy on the page, is heard. All fuses now, falls into place, from wish to action, word to silence, my work, my love, my time, my face, gathered into one intense gesture of growing like a plant, as slowly as the ripening fruit, fertile, detached, and always spent, falls but does not exhaust the root. So all the poem is, can give, grows in me to become the song, made so and rooted by love. Now there is time, and time is young. Oh, in the single hour, I live all of myself and do not move. I, the pursued, who madly ran, stand still, and stop the sun. A poem by May Sarton, Now I Become Myself, from Collected Poems 1930 to 1993. Published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at PoetryFound. And by Novo Nordisk, for nearly 90 years committed to innovation and diabetes care. Learn more at novonordisk-us.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.